coming up to meet in a nice, comfortable, seated position.
Let's begin our practice. Resting your hands on your knees somewhere comfortable. Let your arms rest, relax. Allow both of your hips to really ground, releasing any muscles, any tension. If one of your hips feels like it's lifting up, let both hips release. Let your belly hang out. So natural Buddha belly, soft, supple. Don't suck your belly in. Allow your pelvic floor to release. Spine lengthening lightly to the ceiling. Shoulders roll back and down a little bit. Slightly lift your heart. Relax your jaw. Relax the band of muscles around your eyes and temples. Your ears. Relax your mind. Bringing your hands to heart center. Looking inward to yourself, connecting with your heart space, connecting inside. Coming to this present moment and acknowledging that you are here. You've made it to your mat. And no matter what may be going on in the rest of life, before or after, you're giving this 1 hour to yourself to connect, to release tension, and to be present. Let's begin with one Om. Exhale. Deep breath in, really good one. Heart, my spirit honors, recognizes, bows to yours. Namaste. Welcome, everyone. My name is Greg. I'll be guiding you through the meditation today. I wanted to start off by doing maybe 5 minutes. Actually, it feels a little cooler now. How's the temperature for everyone? It's good? Yeah, felt hot before, but maybe not. Is anyone hot in the room? Okay, cool, awesome. Just me. but feels better now. So, today we'll be doing a really beautiful meditation, and those of you who come to this class often have done it many times, so you get to revisit and refine. And the meditation is called the Kirtan Kriya Meditation. It's one of my favorite ones as it's very accessible to everyone. So even if you've never meditated before, you can really get a feeling of the mind, the body coming into that meditative state. Real presence, the mind getting very, very quiet, and that feeling of focused connection. It's a 30-minute meditation, but the way it's designed, it's split up into parts. So at any given time, if your mind is the type that likes to wander, you're only doing something for 5 minutes. And then you're doing something for 5 minutes, and for five. But they all feed together to create a really beautiful, holistic meditation. It's an amazing meditation for releasing
a full spectrum of stress in your life.
So, general stress relief, and it's said to help clear out, whether it's emotionally or energetically, tension from the nervous system. So it's really good for clearing the physical nervous system, but also the energetic system, the nadis and the meridians that are connected to the heart, all the way from the fingertips. This will all make sense later. And there have been studies done on this meditation, and it's being prescribed by doctors in the West to people with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's proven to help with insomnia, with memory, and to lower cortisol levels, the stress hormone. So, I hope you really, really like it. I think we all deal with stress on some level, whether you're more towards like the, you know, traumatic, post-traumatic stress level, or whether it's just general stress from daily life. We can all relax a little bit more and clear out the nervous system. This one can be done laying down. And so if we get going and you feel it's not working for your back, you can lay down and still do the meditation. Okay? I'd like to begin right away with a warm-up. And without talking about the meditation too much, I'll explain it later, but we'll just do it, and then I'll give some benefits and things as we go. But really, the experience, the proof is in the pudding, is the saying. So by doing it, you'll feel for yourself how awesome you feel throughout and then after. Okay? So coming off of your block or your bolster, get your hips right, grounded on the floor. It's nice to get a little bit of oxygen flowing, especially if you're feeling sleepy, a little bit more blood to the brain so you can feel more alert when you're meditating. So we'll start off with a little bit of breath work, gentle movements of the spine, and then we'll get into it. So starting with your hands on your knees, loosen up your shoulders and close your eyes. On your inhalation, arch your back, simple seated cat-cow, lifting your chin, breathe all the way in, opening your lungs. And as you exhale, either out of the nose or a nice out of the mouth, squeeze in the lungs empty through your nose, inhale. Try to fill up more and more, and exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Continue on your own, and don't be afraid to let your sound overlap with someone else's. Focus more on breathing than on the movement. So the intention is to open up and expand your lungs. Two or three more here. Close your eyes. Lift your heart even higher when you breathe in. Lift that heart bone. It doesn't matter, mouth or the nose. Come to a neutral spine, finish your last round. Nice deep breath in. And a nice sigh. Exhale. Very good. Lift your arms up to the sky. Spread your fingers. On your inhalation, reach up the arms, take a full breath in. And on your exhale, thumbs come in first, fingers wrap over the thumbs, closed fist, and like two pistons out of the mouth or the nose, down. And we'll go together about maybe 20, 30 times. The goal is to really breathe, even get the heart rate up a little bit, and then we'll calm it right down after. Oxygenate here. Inhale up. Really good. Keep going. Relax your face. Notice if you're making a frowny face. It's good. Oxygen, life, prana. Ten more. Breathe in more, out more. In more, out more. Last five, four, three, really good, two, one, exhale all the way, empty, 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 reach your arms all the way up, interlace your fingers, turn your palms up to the ceiling, take five deep breaths, close your eyes. Allow your mind to relax here. Let the sensations flow through you. Maybe a little smile. Release your hands. Hands on your knees. Calm your breath. And then begin rolling your head gently in a little circle, big circle in one direction, clockwise. Let your breath become soothing. Like a beautiful big wave coming in, expanding. Smooth, soothing wave going out. Close your eyes if you can. And switch directions, going the other way. Feel both of your sitting bones grounded and heavy. Really relax both of your shoulders. Lift your heart. Coming up to the center. Take a deep breath in.
You can remain in meditation here for about 3 minutes, or I invite you to lay on your back and let everything relax and ground for about 3 minutes. Stay aware of your breathing. Just stay with your breath. Coming in, going out. Every time that you inhale, imagine you're breathing in peaceful energy, calming, receptive, compassionate energy. And each exhale, imagine that you're exhaling tension, frustrations, irritability. If you're laying down, let every muscle relax. If you're seated, the center of your spine stays erect, but all the external muscles just melting off of the bones. For the last minute, we'll do 5 slow rounds of the just middle pitch Brahmari, sound of the humming bee. Hands can rest down. Deep breath in. Deeply breathing all the way in, fill your lungs. Inhale, even happier, a little smile. Thank you. meditators, just remain where you are. If you're on the floor, wiggle your fingers and your toes, stretching your arms over your ears. Give a nice deep breath in. Relax, exhale. Yeah. Roll to the right hand side and then come up. Take 30 seconds or so and build a very comfortable little meditation cushion for yourself. Props or not, get yourself ready. If you know the meditation, you know the instructions already, then you can just be present, follow your breath internally while I give the instructions for it. The Kirtan Kriya meditation. 6 different segments of 5 minutes each. So 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5, and then it flips. 5, 5, 5. We chant a mantra with this meditation, and it's 4 seed sounds. Bij mantra, seed, bij, seed sounds, which are sa, ta, na, ma. S, T, N as in now, and then M as in mother. Sa, ta, na, ma. We're either chanting loud or meditating inside, but sa, ta, na, ma is the whole time. That's the mantra. There's a hand mudra that goes with it, or mudras, excuse me. Sa, you connect your pointy finger to your thumb and do a little squeeze. Ta, middle finger. Na, third finger. Ma, fourth finger. It's a pressure, but it's not forceful. So you're not squeezing, but it's also not just a tiny little tap. So you want to be able to feel the pressure on each one. Let's say middle bowl of porridge, okay, of pressure. So sa, ta, na, ma. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every time you chant. This is connected with meridians that run through your arms into your heart. And the vibration helps to vibrate different areas of your being. So the first segment of it is a singing one. So you can repeat after me and just listen for the first one. Sa ta na ma. There's a little space for a breath coming in. Sa ta na ma. Inhale and sa, like that. Okay, you got it. That's the first part. Second part is like a lover's whisper. So you're saying ever so softly, without any vocal cords, sa, ta, na, ma, sa, ta, na, ma. Considering it's a breath one, you can either exhale or you can inhale. So what I do is I exhale for 2, sa, and then na, ma, like so. But you can find your own breath for it. That's the second 5-minute section. The third 5-minute section is in your own mind. Silently, in your mind, sa ta na ma, with the hand mudra the whole time. And then another 5 minutes. It flips silently inside. Five minutes. Sa, ta, na, ma. And then the last 5 minutes. Sa, ta, na, like so. So the whole thing takes us from normal volume into the subtle and then back out. It's a cycle. Satanama means birth, life, death, rebirth. So it represents the whole cycle, however you want to expand that or extrapolate that out. The last part to it is a visualization. With the eyes closed, you visualize an energetic L, energy coming in through the crown, stopping in the middle, making an L, and going out the third eye. Every time you make the connection, every time there's a mantra, sa, ta, na, ma, stimulating the third eye. Okay? It might seem like a lot of different parts, but it all comes together pretty intuitively. We'll go for the 30 minute, and then there'll be about 5 minutes relaxation after. I'll give the pace for it, just subtly in the background, so we can all stay together. And you can just lose yourself into that nice rhythmic clearing of your whole system. Deeply, deeply hope you enjoy the meditation. Close your eyes. Get ready. Center yourself. And remember, you can lay down while you do this, if you prefer. So you might want to get set up now. We'll begin in about 30 seconds. Eyes gently closed, looking into yourself. Getting ready with the thumb, pointy finger. That'll be the first one. Yep. Your eyes slightly turn up to your third eye.
Satanama.
Sa.
continue in your mind. Keep the hands going. Visualize the L. 10 minutes.
Relaxes. So you're saying with your mind, not your mind. Suspend your breath, awareness to your third eye. Look inward. Relaxing your hands. Exhale. Breathing naturally. You can remain here or lay on your back for about 5 minutes. Integration. Having successfully completed the Kirtan Kriya meditation, now relax and let the benefits, let the subtler effects integrate on all levels. There's nothing to do now, you've already done. Just let yourself rest. yourself to rest and be restored and rejuvenated here, nourished for as long as you need to. The vibration we've all created is a very healing, very peaceful one. Vibration you've created within yourself. Resting as long as you need to. If you would like, you can take a deep breath in now. You don't have to move. Stay totally relaxed. Deep breath out. And if you feel called, you can wiggle your fingers and your toes. Gently stretch your body, keeping your eyes closed. Relax and roll to the right hand side. Keep your eyes closed, yeah. And then really calmly come up to a seated position. Gently holding your heart for a moment. Left hand first and then the right. Just tenderly breathe into your heart space. Offering kindness, compassion, acceptance there. That big processing plant for energy and emotions in life. You've given such a gift today. Give yourself an inner thank you, maybe a tiny little inward bow. Your spine, bring the palms together, prayer position. Take a deep breath in. One Om, three Shantis to close. Inhale deeply. Experience peace, peace, perfect peace. Namaste.